The bus station was crowded when a bomb went off without warning. I spoke to one of the staff who was there.
I was standing up there. There's a bomb she's supposed to be below the bridge, the Albert Bridge there. And we were standing up at the gate. All the men that worked up in the yard there, you see. And then this one went off.
Were there many people here in the bus station?
Oh, yes, it was full of people right there in the stands and all there.
And what happened when it went off?
It was extremely dangerous to actually go out to do your job on a daily basis, not knowing if you were going to come back alive. And that's how dangerous it was. The drivers nowadays, they have a lot of pressures and timetables and trying to achieve the obstructions and get past obstructions in the road. Years ago, the dangers were different. You went up the road and you didn't know if you were going to come back down.
And you yourself were a bus driver from 1986 onwards. Can you give examples of maybe some of the things that you personally came up against?
Well, I started into the job in 1986, and we were coming into the times of people were starting to get together and talk about peace rallies and peace processes. But unfortunately, I did myself personally, although not as bad as some of my colleagues in previous years, had suffered some bad experiences. I was hijacked a few times, but I think the most devastating incident that I was involved in was I was actually on the Shankill Road, driving a bus up the Shankill Road at the time of the Shankill Road bombing.
The Shankill Road was busy with lunchtime shoppers when the attack happened. Two men dressed in white coats walked into Frizzell's fish shop at 1:15.
It was absolutely heartbreaking. It's something that comes back to me in flashes and something that I will never forget.
I think people would be surprised at the actual amount of bus drivers who were injured or even killed during the Troubles. Just tell us a bit about that.
Well, actually, during the Troubles, there were hundreds upon hundreds of drivers that were injured in some way, either mentally or physically. In actual fact, 12 of my colleagues lost their lives whilst just carrying out their driving duties. There was something like 670 odd buses that were hijacked throughout the whole of Belfast and some areas of Northern Ireland.
And why have you been calling for recognition?
I do know that most people would look upon it as likes of security forces or the emergency services who risk their lives to save others right through that time. But equally as important, we would have risked our lives to bring that sense of normality.